the stamp dealer. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there completely free. freetalklive.com. In fact, you get to control the content on the website. All you have to do is visit freetalklive.com and then submit things to it. So if you find something online that you think's interesting and you want to share it with the rest of our listeners, you just submit it as show prep there at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And let's see. By the way, Mark is out for this week, for most of the week. I guess he'll be back later on. I think he's gone down to Florida to spend some time with the family or something like that. So we'll be here to take your calls, 855-450-FREE. In the news, big news today, not just the Liberty Movement news, but just across the country, Senator Rand Paul has been detained at the airport by the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA. According to the news, the White House has taken sides with the TSA. They're standing by the TSA in its standoff with Senator Rand Paul and his father, Ron Paul. The elder Paul called the TSA a police state today after Rand Paul was reportedly detained by the TSA after he refused to take a pat-down from TSA officials at the Nashville International Airport. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said that he didn't have any reaction to Paul's police state comments. But Carney did side with the TSA, saying that, "I think it's absolutely essential that we take necessary actions to ensure that air travel is safe." Which, of course, presumes that the TSA is doing something to actually keep air travel safe in the first place. When, in point of fact, their own studies, their own tests, have shown that they're, you know, their TSA agents just aren't catching things. The TSA testing itself results in TSA failing. So what happens if somebody who actually is interested in getting things through the TSA attempts this?
What, I forget what the percentage is. I remember some of the studies that you're referencing, and it was something like, wasn't it like 80% or something really high? 80% of bombs,
I've heard it
bombs
differently, just depending on, there were some of them that, I guess the last reported one was several years ago, so they haven't been reporting the statistics, last I heard, for a few years, which probably means they're not doing so well. If they're not reporting it, they may be doing worse than before. Who knows? I've heard anywhere from 60 to 80%, 90%. It just depends on the report. But generally, it's a failing grade for the TSA in their own studies. So, no, they're not really doing anything to make sure that air travel is safe, but they are certainly doing things to inconvenience people and to expand the size of their bureaucracy. Let me go on here. Ron Paul, who is, of course, one of the four remaining Republican candidates for president, disagreed on Monday afternoon. He said after he confirmed the incident involving his son on his Twitter page that it showed why the TSA should be eliminated. He said the police state in this country is growing out of control. One of the ultimate embodiments of this is the TSA that gropes and grabs our children, our seniors, and our loved ones and neighbors with disabilities, he continued. The TSA does all of this while doing nothing to keep us safe. That's why my plan to restore America, in addition to cutting $1 trillion in the first year, will also eliminate the TSA. And the TSA, of course, has defended its treatment of Rand Paul, saying its employees in Nashville followed its normal procedure with the senator, who has often sharply criticized the agency's pat-downs before he refused one Monday morning. Bureaucrats wrote in a statement, "When an irregularity is found during the TSA screening process, it must be resolved prior to allowing a passenger to proceed to the secure area of the airport. Passengers who refuse to complete the screening process cannot be granted access to the secure area in order to ensure the safety of others traveling. U.S. security officials denied that Rand Paul was held by the agency. Instead, they said the senator was escorted out of the security area after his refusal to accept a pat-down after his trip through one of the agency's X-ray machines caused issues. Now, that's interesting because, as I recall, the last time I heard, they told folks that if they didn't complete the security procedure, that they would be arrested.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Back when the body scanners were hot news.
Right. I guess they decided they didn't want to arrest Rand Paul in this particular case. But that was the old line, was if you don't do one or the other, if you don't go through the body scanner or you don't complete the other option, which is getting the pat down, then you will be detained permanently or arrested or charged with some sort of criminal act of, like, not completing the security thing. Like, you're not allowed. They said you're not allowed to just turn around and decide. Once you've started the process, you have to complete it, is what they've said.
Yeah.
But then again, what they say isn't always what's true. Like, for instance, this afternoon, I was on my way back. I went to a trial in Concord to testify for a lady who is just being rolled over by the system, and it's horrible what they're doing to her. But all that aside, we're on the way back and got pulled over by a state trooper for an inspection sticker that had expired up here in New Hampshire. They have these car inspection things. And so the cop comes up to the side window, and of course I've got my video camera out at this point and am recording him, and I inform him, you know, you are being video and audio recorded, and he immediately takes issue with it and demands that I turn the camera off. He actually demands, but this is so fun too, because they always demand, oh, it's fine if you video record, just shut the audio off. How many camcorders have you ever used that have allowed you to turn just the audio portion off?
I'm not that experienced with camcorders, but I haven't come across one.
No, your average consumer-level camcorder is not going to have an option like that. But I just love how the police presume that you can just flip a switch somehow and keep the recording of the video going, but the audio, you'll somehow be able to turn that off for them. So not only would it be impossible for me to do that with the camera, but I also refused to do it anyway. I told the guy, look, you're in a public place. You're a public, so-called public servant, and I'm going to continue recording you. And he told me, if you don't turn it off, I'm going to arrest you. And I said, well, you're in a public place, and you don't have to be in front of my camera if you don't want to be recorded. And basically, he ignored me at that point and went about his business of
ticketing. He didn't arrest you?
Ticketing the driver. No, he did not. So
threats, but he backed down.
Exactly. So what they say isn't always necessarily the case. Normally it will work, though, right? I mean, normally if a cop threatens somebody with arrest, they're probably going to back down. They're probably going to do exactly what they're told. But it's always refreshing when you get to call them on their bluff, and that's basically what I did today. And he could have arrested me.
I was just going to say, I imagine in most states that would have happened. Like in Florida, they just would have arrested you.
Oh, yeah. And he could have done it here, and there would have been no consequence for him, you know, except for... The only real consequence for him to arrest me would have been that he would have to have arrested me and gone through that process of hauling me into the station and filling out the paperwork and doing whatever, you know, fingerprinting and the work that would be required of him to arrest me. I'm sure he would much rather go back and sit alongside of the road and do whatever it was he was doing, goofing off or whatever, and that's what he ended up doing. So he completely ignored me. And then later when he came up to bring the ticket to the driver, I tried to tell him before he walked away from the window, I tried to get his attention, but he did not want to hear anything what I had to say at that point. I tried to tell him, look, I don't appreciate you threatening me. You know, I just don't appreciate that. But he walked away before I could really even get that out.
It's a very interesting concept. Basically, I don't like what you're doing, so I'm going to arrest you. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to have that power, that ability to just, I don't want to be recorded, so you're under arrest.
And there, like I said, there'd be no consequence for him if he did that. You know, even if they dropped the charges down the line, he himself, the cop, would not face any sort of consequence.
Yeah.
For making what is essentially a false arrest. So back to Rand Paul and the TSA. Apparently had rebooked another flight and was rescreened without incident. Rand Paul, the TSA, again claiming here that they're just doing their jobs, trying to keep air travel safe. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. You certainly can bring up your TSA statements or your stories. Also, we mentioned the TSA strip-down that happened recently at Manchester Airport with Kelly Voluntarius, and that video footage is online now at freekeen.com. If you haven't seen it yet, you can do that. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Good day, Peter Krasnovel from Midas Resources, January 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1671.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1713.19 and $856.60 for a half ounce and $428.30 for a quarter ounce. $1713.19, $856.60, and $428.30.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number here is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450. 3733. And joining you here tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
Also want to invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. We've got a bulletin board system where you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Also, you'll find our show prep for the night is usually posted there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Coming up February 23rd through the 26th, just 1 month from now, is the Liberty Forum, the 2012 Liberty Forum. It returns after taking a year off, unfortunately, last year, but it's back now, and it's going to be back in a bigger way than ever, I'm sure, because people are jazzed up about this. I mean, there are so many people here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project that have never been to a Liberty Forum, so there's going to be a lot of new faces at this year's Liberty Forum. I know that Free Talk Live will be there, and we'll be broadcasting live every single night, so that's always fun. But in addition, the best part about the Liberty Forum is coming out and meeting people, meeting hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who love freedom so much. Many of them have actually made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Others are considering a move. Some of them are on the fence. You know, they're not quite sure whether they want to move or not. So this is an important visit for those folks. So maybe you're in one of those camps. Maybe you haven't quite yet made the move, or you're not sure about the whole Free State Project thing. Come on up to the Liberty Forum, and it will help you decide, because you'll get to meet the people that are involved, a lot of the people that are involved in it, and you'll see the variety of folks that are involved, the variety of viewpoints and interests and activism types. There are going to be panel discussions and speeches, special guest speakers, people like Prax Girl, as well as Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine. You've got Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, the entrepreneur's guide to starting a successful farming business, I believe. And in addition to that, Peter Schiff, the world-renowned investment advisor, he will be there as well. Many guest speakers are lined up. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about all the speakers, learn about the hotel, get all the details, get all the numbers, get your tickets, because you don't want to be left out in the cold. You don't want to be the last person to get on board and maybe get the last ticket, but all the hotels sold out, so you got to stay in the hotel down the road. You don't want to be that person. You want to be somebody who's in the hotel. It's easy to go home after a late night party. You just go back to the room. It's not hard to accomplish that. And it is a blast. I mean, there's dinners, luncheons, all kinds of get-togethers. It's just a good time, and I highly recommend you check it out. If you're at all interested in the Free State Project, it is worth your while. And I think you'll find that as far as conventions go, it's pretty affordable. I mean, I've spent on industry conventions $400 for a weekend, which is usually no more than 1 or 2 days. This is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for just over $200, plus the cost of hotel on top of that. And, of course, if you're splitting the hotel room with multiple people, then it gets the price down pretty cheap. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code FTL2012 and save yourself 10%. That's FTL2012 is the discount code, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones and the fun, we'll talk to Dave, calling from the People's Republic of Somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, Dave. How you doing this evening?
Hey, great. Dave, what's on your mind?
Oh, no, I'm going to talk about PSA a little bit.
Sure.
I have my pilot's license for a little over 30 years now. So I know I'm not much of a fan of commercial flying. You know, I like to be the one doing the driving. But from time to time, I, you know, do. So in 1993, the last time I had flown commercial, I flew from Detroit to Denver, and the guy basically crashed the plane on the runway. I mean, overhead bins, stuff flying out.
My goodness.
Went up to the cockpit, and I bitched the guys out. Ended up getting a full refund both ways from Delta under the car and drove back. So New Year's Day, I decided, went out of O'Hare to Seattle, and everything went smooth. Didn't have to go through the scanner or anything. That was cool. So the next day I'm going out of Seattle, I'm going to Honolulu. And, of course, you got to go through the scanner there. And I left my electronic cigarette in my shirt pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Took everything else, the belt off, everything, my britches, my pants are falling down. Oh, my gosh, right? So I get scanned, and then they see that the electronic cigarette's in my pocket. So they need to pat down just my chest and then take the thing back to x-ray. A bunch of people are going by. my stuff sitting at the end of the little deal there. So I, then they released me. I go over, they snagged somebody. I don't know if it was TSA or the people go by, snagged half a carton of smokes and some refills for the electronics here.
Was there more to the story? I'm sorry. I'm still listening here.
No, that's just it, you know. I mean,
So wait, they took your electronic...
My arms up in the air.
Wait, so they took your electronic cigarette?
Pardon?
Did you say they took the electronic cigarette from you, the cartomizers?
No, they gave me back the electronic cigarette, but when I got my possessions back, a pack of five refills for it was gone, and five packs of smoke.
So you think the TSA agents just decided they were going to help themselves?
Either them or somebody walking by, I don't know. I mean, I just felt, you know, I was standing there with my hands up while the guy's playing with my chest. And they had to feel up my man boobs to make sure I didn't have any bombs in there, I guess. I don't know.
It's frustrating.
But while that's going on, you know, you're half disrobed going through the deal. You can't have a jacket on or anything like that. No belt, no shoes.
Well, what would we do without them, Dave? I mean, if it weren't for the TSA, we'd all be dying in fiery aircraft explosions.
I don't think so, but I tell you what, the way they got these new planes made, that could be welcome.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. I couldn't believe how bad they've done.
What airline were you on? What airline?
Pardon me?
What airline was it?
Oh, Alaska.
Alaska.
Which is one of the, I think it is the best as far as everything, from maintenance to customer satisfaction to whatever. But it was just, the last time I flew on a DC-7, or a Boeing 737, it had five seats, three and then two. These had six in this little tiny aisle.
So they're really, really smushing people in there. Dave, thanks for the call and the observations tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I know exactly what he's talking about. I've never had anything stolen, but every time I go through the airport, I'm always really bothered by the fact that, like, my wallet or whatever else is, like,
just
way up there when I'm back here, and it's not like you can just go up there to, you know what I mean? It's like, it's very nerve-wracking, and someone could easily take it, and they're certainly not paying attention.
Right, it's not their responsibility to protect your stuff, even though it's in their possession at that
time. Right, like if you have a purse, right, you have to take off, because you have to take off everything, your purse and stuff. I don't carry a purse.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to put my wallet out on the, you know, like, again, guys are in the same boat. You just have to put your wallet right out there, and it's very nerve-wracking.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're certainly welcome to tell us your TSA story, if you've got one, 855-450-FREE. You can also take control here and bring up whatever you want. Also, the Lego company coming out with a new line of toys for girls. And some people are pretty upset about this, and I guess we've got a girl on the show tonight, so we'll find out what you think, Ms. Julia. 855-450-FREE. You can chime in here, bring up anything you want, take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. And within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128 page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we invite you over to the website at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. You may download as many as you would like. In fact, they go all the way back to late 2006. All of it free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you're like me, you don't have a lot of time to read books anymore. Yeah, we're all really busy these days. And audiobooks are a great solution to get in the reading that you wish you could do without having to carve more time out of your day to actually sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got almost everything that you can think of. Literally hundreds of thousands of selections, from what I understand, over 100,000 business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, sci-fi, and so much more. In fact, not only just books, but also podcasts as well. Of course, you can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get a free gold membership and your first audiobook completely free. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go grab your free audiobook there today. I don't think you're going to regret it, because this is a great way, especially if you're a commuter. You know, you have to drive to work every single day. Great excuse, great time that you can be using to expand your mind or get the latest fiction book that you want to read in. audiblepodcast.com/FTL as we continue here with your calls. And coming up, Julia, you're going to tell us about parents and how gay parents are different in some ways from straight parents, and in very, very good ways. But we'll get to that. First, AC's on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, AC.
Hey, guys.
Hey, AC.
So, Apparently, SOPA and PIPA may be dying, but another new bill is already coming into place to replace them, and it's called ACTA. I need to, you and your listeners need to look this up, because they're already trying to find a new way to get the policies of these two bills passed under a new bill.
Now, I had heard something about another bill, but I don't recall it being called ACTA, so what's this one stand for?
I believe it stands for counterfeit, the A, I forget what the A stands for, but C stands for counterfeiting trade agreement.
Because the one we heard about over the weekend was like the Protecting Children from Online Pornographers Act or something, which
this is a different one, and I can't remember the specific details of it. I have a hard time keeping up with all these different these alphabet bills. But all I know is it's bad, and it's something that needs to be concerned. But
all right.
But besides that, I just wanted to get that out there, because it just let you guys know that SOPA and PIPA are not done. They're trying something new. But
Of course. I didn't expect them to be done for long. I figured it would just be a matter of a few weeks.
Right. Well, the thing I wanted to talk about is I have some very interesting information to share with your viewers about piracy. Before I get to that, I wanted to talk about file sharing, one of the big things that people like to talk about piracy. I'm just wondering, in your mind, would you say that file sharing is stealing?
Absolutely not.
If I loan you a CD... Is that a problem, or I guess burning it would be the issue, but...
Well, no, the reason it's not stealing is because no one is at loss. There's, when it comes to copying things, there's no loss of the original, so I can copy my original as many times as I like, and I lose nothing. So the suggestion is that it's stealing from the perspective of that the record companies and movie companies believe that in the absence of so-called piracy or file sharing, that their profits would be higher. But that's
right.
Just speculation on their part, and it doesn't factor in other things like that when someone file shares, and they maybe will hear music for the first time through file sharing or see a movie or a TV show for the first time through file sharing, they may be more likely to buy the product down the line. So any amount of people that are freeloaders could be offset by the increase of buyers that come from this kind of new model of distribution. So I don't think that, all of their numbers of, well, we're losing X amount of billions of dollars every year from piracy, it's just stuff they made up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like, one of the things about file sharing is that file sharing may hurt corporations, but there are other things that could also hurt corporations that I don't think people think about, like people who buy used media, people who rent out media, people who borrow media from another person, or people who just record it off television. In fact, when VHSs came out, when recorders came out, whenever, there was actually a corporation that actually tried to sue to get those companies shut down for producing them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so, a lot of people were upset about the cassette tape and the VHS tape. They thought that these were going to be major damages to the movie and recording industries. And turns out they weathered those storms and everything ended up being all right. And, there are some musicians out there who understand that allowing their fans to record concerts and things like that was beneficial for them. Like, I think the Grateful Dead are a classic example of it, where they would encourage bootlegging, if I'm not mistaken. Now, there are bands like this where they would encourage bootlegging as opposed to bands that would prohibit fans from photographing or recording in their concerts because they knew that they were going to share them around, and then that word of mouth is worth more ticket sales in the future.
I only listen to music that they don't care about that, so, I mean, I wouldn't support an artist who was that uptight. Isn't it? Metallica was at the front lines a long time
ago. Back with the Napster controversy.
Yep. Hate Metallica, and even if I liked their music, I would still hate them, but I hate their music too, so that's double hate.
AC?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, one more thing. Mm-hmm. This is a big reason I called in. People were talking about how piracy and file sharing, or just piracy in general, is hurting corporations. And according to these corporations, they are losing about an average of $250 million each year, although they make about $10 billion each year, which means they're only losing about a quarter of $1 billion of their profit. And if you average that out into a percentage, it means that they're only losing, the piracy is really only doing about a 2.5% damage to their profits. Now, would you say that's a reason for concern, like all these people seem to be making a big deal out of?
If those are the numbers, I mean, I haven't heard the numbers recently. I felt like I'd heard larger numbers than that. I recall hearing billions.
But could they actually calculate?
No, it's all speculation.
Right.
No.
I mean,
right.
You have
this
no idea. Like
corporations speculating this.
Right, and of course they're going to speculate in their own favor. They're going to speculate. They're going to try to make it look like it's a lot worse than it might actually be. And again, they can't calculate.
If this is their speculation, then they're not really being hurt that much then.
Well, right, and you may want to ask yourself, well, what does the average retail store have as far as shrinkage is concerned? How much loss are they experiencing from people coming in and swiping things and walking out the door? What is that percentage like? Is it anything similar to that? And again, that doesn't their numbers don't calculate the gain that comes from file sharing. Of course, they're not going to calculate the gain. I mean, what if it turned out that file sharing actually made them money? What if it turned out that way? I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say that's true either. I don't know what the truth is because there's no way that we can aggregate all of the information out there about all the various different file sharing methods that are available, everything from torrents to, I don't know if eDonkey's still online, but there are these other services like the Napsters of the world, whatever those things are, if they're still being used today. Honestly, I don't know. But obviously, torrents are still hot out there. Various different ways to distribute things. There's no way to calculate it all. And so what does that result in for them? It's impossible to tell. But it seems like they're doing fine. I mean, if you look at box office returns, they're doing fine. They're making more money now, I think, than you know, they've made in the past. Of course, you also have to adjust for inflation, which isn't always done in those calculations. But all that said, you know, Hollywood's doing fine. They're making plenty of money on these big-budget pictures at the box office. They make more on DVDs and rentals and Blu-rays. So, again, what's the big deal? I really don't understand it at all. And, AC, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're somebody who's connected to this industry and you'd like to explain what the big deal is, because I don't get it.
Well, you know what this I automatically think of is how many times when you were younger and you actually bought CDs, did you go in, buy a CD, there's one, two good songs on it max, and then you've got this $14 coaster or whatever.
Or $20. I mean, back in the day, CDs were $17.99,
$18.99. Yeah. So provide me a better product, and I'll feel better about paying full price for it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. If you like Free Talk Live and you'd like to help support this program, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's different Amazons for different countries, so click the right one for you and then just get your shopping done as you normally would. If you've ever been shopping online before, you've probably done it at Amazon, so you're very familiar, likely, with their system, and you know they've got all kinds of products at great prices. So just start your shopping through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So it's that simple. You're getting the stuff you're looking for at the great deals you expect from Amazon, and Free Talk Live is getting a portion of Amazon's profits because we're sending them the business. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And remember also, if you've got a business and you're about sick and tired of handling collections for your own business, that's not what you got into business to do, let SACL CAI handle it for you. They do collections, early outbilling, and purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. And they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI. As we go to the phones and your thoughts, let's talk to Margaret, listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware, where we're not normally on weeknights, but sometimes they use us to fill in, so I'm always happy to have our listeners in WGMD land. Hello, Margaret.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, on the Piracy Act issue, my opinion is about the musical artists and stuff like that. They had their rights, you know, and they feel like that their music is stolen. So, that's hard. But then again, they're entertainers. They make more money than we will ever make in a year. And I'm just saying this because, all the radio play they get, they're in movies, and the money they make is pretty much endless.
But a lot of artists don't make a lot of money. I mean, the top tier of artists certainly do, but most musicians are struggling and they're down at the, you know, playing the clubs and, you know, the local areas, and they're not, you know, nobody knows who they are. Of course, that's the majority of the people in the music business. And of course, even though it's true what you're saying about the big stars, yeah, they make more money than the average person in this country. That doesn't justify, if it were stealing, it wouldn't justify stealing. But it's not stealing, you know, just because someone's...
Because it's out there, you know?
Well, right. And again, to steal something means to deprive someone of something. If you take from me my car, I don't get to use my car. So therefore, you've stolen my car. But if I give to you a copy of my CD that I have, I still have the CD, and you can now have the CD as well. So I have not been damaged at all in that transaction.
That's true.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Margaret?
Well, I'm really happy to be talking to you guys. So where are you guys from? Where exactly?
Oh, well, this is Free Talk Live, and we are from, or we do the show from New Hampshire, but we're on a bunch of stations across the country, and usually in Delaware we're on Saturday nights live. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe their night guy took the night off or something like that tonight. Sometimes we get plugged in there as kind of the fill-in hosts during the week. So I'm glad you're out there, and call us again sometime, Margaret. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And if you like the show, by the way, contact the local program director on your local talk radio station and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live. As we continue, we'll go to Josh, also listening in Delaware to WGMD. Delaware, Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to weigh in on the whole piracy issue. I actually am, you know, not that I'm somehow important or anything else, but I just have a different kind of insight because I'm an independent filmmaker. Excuse me. I've also, you know, worked in the media field for the past 4 years. So it's a little bit different than the consumer view.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people I talk to see it as this. This big debate that's going on right now about people file sharing TV shows and music and everything else. A lot of artists take the stance of, well, it's my creative property. I deserve to be paid for it. And you're stealing it from me. And that's wrong. Well, a lot of people on my level, you know, on our level, that aren't, you know, like, most of the things that are being pirated are copyrighted works that are made, like, you know, by Hollywood motion picture studios, by gigantic record labels, like, things that are immensely popular as it is. Usually, you know, I don't have an issue with anyone, you know, taking my film and maybe sharing it with people or, you know, like, I have friends that are musicians as well that play in clubs that are kind of, you know, that are really talented but don't have the exposure. And usually when you look at it that way, it's like, well, I don't really mind it getting out there because eventually I might get paid gigs from that type of you know, exposure that I would normally be getting. But in my view, looking at it this way, they claim they're losing a lot of money off of all of this. So then they start, you know, kind of weeding through and finding people through IP addresses and everything else that they can prosecute, which can be pretty nasty. I mean, like, you know, charging these outrageous, like, you know, sanctioning these outrageous fines and everything else on the people that they catch.
I'm glad you brought that part up because it is outrageous. And for anyone that's ever seen these stories, I think I recall one involving, like, a grandmother who ended up getting brought up on charges. Why? Well, simply because she had an internet connection and her grandson or daughter or whoever was using the internet connection to download songs. And, you know, grandma ended up getting the legal liability for that because it was her internet connection, which
exactly.
That on its face is pretty absurd. But the amount of money that they're charging these people or that they'll settle for or that they'll get they'll win the case for, it is absolutely outrageous. And it makes you know, you look at that and you say to yourself, wow, why would I want to be a voluntary customer of some company that wants to treat potential customers like that? I mean, because anybody who's downloading a music or movie is a potential buyer of that music or movies. In fact, they've talked to the people that are the file sharers out there. They've done interviews with these folks, the folks that are regularly file sharing, and there's a couple categories in which they fall in. There's a category, on one hand, of people that just, they're freeloaders. They're just not going to buy anything ever.
Yeah.
They're just not going to pay for anything. And so these people wouldn't be going and paying for things at all anyway, so they're not viable prospects for being customers in the first place. But even those freeloaders are still worth something, if you want to think about it from this perspective. If a freeloader grabs a CD and listens to it, grabs a music online and listens to it or movie and they like it, they may recommend it to other people. And then other people who may not be as likely to be freeloaders may listen and decide to go out and support that product with their money. And that's the other category of people, the people that use file sharing to test a product. As Julia was saying before, used to be the old way. You'd go and buy a CD and get 10 crap songs and 2 decent songs. Well, now people don't have to do it that way. They can go download the product first, decide if they like it, then go and buy, you know, a collectible CD version of it or the DVD or a Blu-ray. So, again, it's a possible moneymaker to have file sharing. And to go after your customers, so short-sighted.
Exactly. I completely agree. And just to complete my point, in terms of the legal side of things, I want someone to answer this for me. Okay, so let's say I go into a store. Not saying I will, but hypothetically speaking, and I swipe a DVD, you know, of a new release, which is probably somewhere between $20 and $25, and you know, I try to run out with it. And I get caught in the process. So what happens? I end up getting a slap on the wrist. If I damage the product, then I have to end up paying for it, you know, and it'll be a misdemeanor. The moment that you download it from a file sharing site, all of a sudden it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there's, like, you know, all the damage that you could have caused by doing that. What's the difference? You're stealing the same exact product. Yes, it might be in a different form.
Well, the difference is, in the first example, you're actually stealing something. And as I pointed out in the second example, you're not stealing anything because you're just copying. When you actually take a physical DVD off of the shelf at a store, that's somebody's inventory. They paid for that product, and they were expecting to move it into someone else's hands who also paid for it. But in that case, you're shorting the product off the shelf, whereas when you download from some service online, nothing's been shorted. Everything is still there. Everything's still intact, and so no one has actually lost anything. But I think you've made several great points tonight. Josh, anything final you'd like to say?
I just enjoy listening to your show. I wish they would play you more often down here. But, you know,
Call Dan Gaffney and tell him that you'd like to hear more Free Talk Live. That's the best thing that you can do. He's the program director there at WGMD, and I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call, Josh. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want, and it's worth pointing out, Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com and download as many archives as you'd like, and you don't have to pay one red cent for them. Though we do have a contribution program, which you're welcome to use. Hour 2 coming up next. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.